We're CJMQ. Today our guest is Danielle St. Vincent, who is a real estate broker with RE/MAX. Hello, Danielle, and welcome back.
Thank you, Maureen. It's great to be back.
So what topic will you be discussing today, Danielle?
Well, with all the cold weather this winter and with spring just around the corner, I thought it would be interesting to talk about some simple ways to save money on your energy bills.
Great topic. Everyone wants to save money, especially with energy prices rising all the time. So what kinds of things can we do?
The first thing to start with is your thermostat. What most people don't realize is that running heaters at a lower temperature when you're sleeping or when you're out of the house can drastically cut your energy use and utility bills. Adjusting your heater by as little as 2 degrees can provide substantial savings. There's no need to keep your entire home at an optimum temperature if some rooms are being used. So, if you're sleeping, playing, or working in a single room for any length of time, use a window unit or a radiator to keep the space comfortable instead of the central heat or air. Also, if there's a room that you rarely use, like a spare bedroom or a storage room, close that area off and turn off the heating or cooling in that zone of the house. When you're at home, a good rule of thumb is to keep your thermostats set at 20 degrees. This is a good setting for balancing comfort with energy savings. It's also wise to purchase a programmable thermostat or to be using your current one. That way you can make your home warmer when you're there or cooler when you're out or sleeping without the worry of manually changing the settings when you enter or leave the area. These little changes will reduce the load on your heating system and save you money at the same time.
That sounds like an easy change to make. 2 degrees is not much of a reduction in heat, and a programmable thermostat makes it painless.
Exactly. You won't even feel the difference.
Great. So what's next?
Next on the tip list are the doors and windows. These, along with the roof, are the primary weak points in the energy efficiency of your home. Over time, foundations settle, materials expand or contract, and seals weaken. Caulking and weather stripping are both cheap and easy ways to improve the seal on any windows or door. So caulk and weather strip these cracks and seams, and do the same for spaces where wiring, plumbing, or ductwork runs through walls, ceiling, or floors. A neat trick to find these leaks is to light an incense stick inside your home on a windy day. When you see smoke being drowned out or blown back through the walls, fixtures, or openings, you've found a hole that needs to be patched. Another way to detect air leaks is to tape a piece of tissue paper or other lightweight material across a windowsill or frame and check for movement. Once the drafts stop, you'll notice that your house is a lot warmer than it was, and you'll be saving money too.
That sounds pretty simple.
Yes, it's much easier than many people imagine. And on the same topic of insulation, an area that we often overlook is the importance of insulating the garage door. Garage doors, even with proper fittings and seals, are a major source of thermal leaks in many homes. Garage door insulation kits are affordable, easy to install, and can increase the thermal performance of your door by up to 5 times. This means less energy spent keeping a garage comfortable. During cold winters, it will provide benefits to vehicles and other objects stored within the garage as well. Insulation kits also improve sound insulation. The result is a quieter, more comfortable home.
Well, I never really thought about that, but now that you mention it, of course the garage door will allow air to enter or escape from my home.
Exactly. And another area that most people don't think about in terms of saving energy is the way they use their window coverings. You should think of curtains, blinds, and tints as more than just decoration. They also provide thermal benefits. Using heavy curtains or blinds will help to reduce drafts and block out sunlight. During the spring and fall, using thinner materials or opening blinds can help to provide ambient heat to the room and keep the chill away without the need to run a heater. In the winter, keep your window coverings open to let the sunlight filter in. Warm your home. Wooden shutters can also provide protection from harsh winter winds while adding value and privacy to any home. During the summer, Keep window coverings closed to repel sunshine and allow your home to stay cooler. And what's great is that these energy-saving solutions can be installed in just a few minutes using basic tools for a minimal cost.
Well, that's something else that I didn't really consider. Usually, you pick curtains based on the color of your walls or the furniture in your room, but treating them also as a form of insulation is an excellent idea.
Yes, it definitely is. And another interesting little-known way to save on energy costs is to use ceiling fans to help circulate air around your home. In the winter, operating a ceiling fan in a clockwise rotation will help to push warm air from the ceiling towards the floor and even out the temperature zones within the room. In the summer, running a ceiling fan with a counterclock rotation will create a cooling effect. Studies show that temperatures in rooms with ceiling fans can fill up to 4 degrees cooler than those in rooms without ceiling fans. This means less money spent on both heating and cooling throughout the year. Similarly, it's essential to use exhaust and ventilation fans carefully in the wintertime. It only takes an hour for these fans to draw out all of the warmth air in a home.
Wow, that's quite helpful.
Yes, it's amazing how minor adjustment will make your home more energy efficient.
Right, so what other insightful tips do you have for us?
Another quick fix that could save you money on energy bill is to make sure you check the filters on your heaters or air conditioners once a month and change or clean them every 1 to 3 months. The same goes for heaters or air conditioners themselves. Keeping airflow areas free of debris and blockages will maximize the efficiency of those units. Now, although I do admit that all of these small changes will help with the energy efficiency of your home, there are two problems areas that most people think are too difficult and expensive to undertake: windows and roofs. Switching to energy efficient windows should be a priority. The next time you replace your window, be sure to buy products that are rate high for energy efficiency. These green windows are double paned and have a low E coating on the glass so that heat is reflected back into the home during the winter months. If you can't or don't want to replace single pane windows, consider putting storm windows over them instead. These are windows that are mounted on the outside or inside of the main glass windows of a house. They can be glass, rigid plastic panels, or flexible plastic sheets. All of these options will help to stop warm air from escaping in the winter.
Yes, changing old windows to high energy efficiency ones is an excellent idea, but I must admit most of us would take the storm windows option until absolutely necessary. Now, you also mentioned roofs. That's an expensive undertaking.
But it doesn't have to be. Icicle hanging from roofs might seem magical for some, but to those of us who knows houses well, icicles are the sign that something bad might be going on under the roof. If left unchecked, this could spell big trouble for the interior of your home. Icicles are a byproduct of an ice dam, which is a buildup of ice on the roof along the overhang or eave. This buildup is a result of energy loss from inside the house, which could cost you, the homeowner, hundreds of dollars or more. It could also lead to problems like rotted roofs and rafters, stain and sagging ceilings, warped floors, moisture inside the walls, peeling paint, and soggy insulation in the attic, which loses our value and becomes a magnet for mold and mildew. What typically causes a roof to be warm is air from inside the house seeping into the attic and eating it up. So the best way to stop this is to keep the attic cold. Ideally, spray foam insulation or rigid foam insulation sheets are recommended to guard against heat loss in your attic. But if you're not in a position to re-insulate your roof, there are also a few fast fixes that can help with this problem. Blow in cold air. Take a box fan into the attic and aim it at the end on the side of the roof where water is actively leaking in. This targeted dose of cold air will freeze the water in its tracks. You'll stop the leak in a matter of minutes. Rake it. Pull off snow with a long-handled aluminum roof rake while you stand safely on the ground. These roof rakes are cheap and easy to use. Install heat tape, also called heat wire. This tape is installed in a looping, wave-like pattern along the roof's surface above the eaves. It warms up when plugged in and creates channels in the ice to allow runoff so water doesn't accumulate on the roof. And the water that runs off is likely to form icicles because the heat tape has warmed it. So as you can see, there are some easy and inexpensive ways to keep icicles from forming on your roof.
Well, that was extremely informative, Danielle. So are there any other morsels of information that you can give us today?
There's one more item worth mentioning, and that is your heating system. Most homes use one source of energy to heat, cool, and run appliances. This can be very costly, especially if your fuel source is oil. Changing your oil heating system is very costly, but nowadays there's a quicker and cheaper way to deal with rising energy costs. Install a dual energy heating system. This type of system uses two sources of energy, electric and a fossil fuel like oil or gas. The fuel serves as a source of backup heating in extremely cold weather. So, if the temperature outside dips below minus 12 or minus 15, then your backup heating system will kick in, like oil. This will drastically reduce your energy cost consumption. There's also another great reason to install this type of system. Hydro-Québec and Hydro-Sherbrooke view this as an attempt towards helping the planet and reducing energy consumption. Both hydros have a special rate for homes that have a dual energy system called a DT rating. With a DT rating, the price of energy varies according to temperature or peak periods. So if the temperature stays above minus 12 for most of the winter, you won't be using much of your oil tank. In summer, this DT rating also applies to air conditioning systems and pool heaters too. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to switch to a dual energy heating system. The system is fully automatic and it will switch itself into backup mode when necessary. It also warns you when that backup heating system is functioning, so you can't hold off on doing things like laundry or using a dishwasher, as these consume a lot of energy.
That sounds like an excellent idea. Using less energy and paying less on hydro bills sounds like a good idea to me.
It certainly is. And you'd be surprised how cheaply you can make the change.
Well, Danielle, I've learned so much about saving energy today, and I'm sure our audience will appreciate your useful tips. Thanks so much for being with us today.
You're very welcome, Maureen, and thank you for having me.
If you'd like more information on this topic or other real estate matters, contact Danielle Samusant at 819-574-9070, visit her website, or join her on Facebook.